You also have a second picture, which is really strange, apparently taken in 1973. Tell me about that.
Well, in 1977, I had been reading a lot of things in the Vedic text that I'd studied people like Maharishi and Yogananda, who had said that if you sent a thought form in the universe, someone or something might hear that and might even respond to it. And this is one of the most unique encounters on record, because I sent, literally lit a candle one night on the 27th. I was 21 years old. I was on the California-Nevada border in Heavenly Valley, which is the area of what we know now as Lake Tahoe, and sent a thought form into the universe, just concentrated my thoughts, and tried to put, you know, my ego aside and just said, if there's anything out there, I'd like to make a connection, and if I could make a connection, I might share it for a sense of enlightenment or something good here. Well, nothing happened until about 2:30 in the morning. I was startled awake by what sounded like a freight train going through my living room, and to my absolute astonishment, three of what these looked like three 8.5 foot tall silver cosmonauts literally materialized in the room in an arcing storm that's like the Poltergeist movie or something, you know, just tremendous flashes coming off of them of blue and indigo, and these suits materialized, and you can see that on the coast to coast AM.
They do look strange. I mean, they look like they're just digitally popping up all of a sudden.
So in that photo that you can see on your website there, that's only maybe 10% of what was there. Now, that photo was taken by
the chief of police, wasn't it?
The chief of police there, yeah, in Alabama, John Greenwald, or Greenshaw. And he took a photograph in 73. I had an encounter with these beings in 1977.
What kind of an encounter?
Well, they materialized in the room. They opened up what looked like a swirling kind of opening or something, and I went through it at what seemed like a million miles an hour, and it burned tremendously. I mean, I just remember screaming. It was like diving into a bed of white-hot coals and surviving it consciously, actually. Was taken into some kind of room that we now feel through you know, hypnosis and everything, that this is some kind of vehicle. Was interfaced with some kind of glass-like object only for a few moments, and then through this tunnel of light, a lot like you see in the movie Contact, in the vortex when Jodie Foster's going through it.
Right.
It's a little bit like that. And then coming through the other side, came back to the room, was lowered on the bed, and this arcing storm and these three, whatever they were, disappeared. I had a sunburn from my face down to throughout my chest and all over my body, and I was soaked in like an oil or a honey of some sort. And it devastated me. I locked myself in my apartment for about 3 months, and I didn't know what it was. I honestly didn't know what it was until I later met up, strangely enough, with, you remember J. Allen Hynek?
Oh, sure.
Project Blue Book. He's the founder of it all. He met me in San Francisco, strangely enough, with Bill Shatner, who was in the start, or, well, he was out of the series then, but he was getting interested in ufology.
Yeah.
And Hynek had sat me down in his room for about a half an hour and made a recording of me and said, tell me what this is, what you saw. I told him what I saw. And that was the first time, other than the movie that happened to be out at the same time, that I'd heard him say, I believe what you've had is what we medically call now a close encounter.
Yeah, he changed his whole views, his direction. Everything flip-flopped for him.
Yeah. And that story has stayed with my lectures, with myself. I've never altered it. I don't like to embellish on it or try not to embellish on it. It's something that happened. It stayed with me. I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And so the picture was discovered. I was researching after being very upset about the experience, and I didn't remember anything about calling out to the universe or anything. That wasn't recalled until 15 years later. But I went to a metaphysical bookstore, found a UFO magazine, opened up the UFO magazine, and I see a picture of this thing, and I almost fell over. I said, my God, somebody got a photo of one of these things. I said, you know, that's basically it. It's missing all the lights, and it's missing the antenna that's bright orange on top. But that was the type of helmet, and I didn't see any faces, and that was like the mittens, and the suit itself even seemed to be alive. And it was what launched me into a 25-year research into the esoteric and metaphysics and ufology and all the stuff I know now.
Well, and the fact that this photo, not to diminish anybody else from taking one, but was taken by a police chief, I mean that makes you say, "My, you know what, this guy's not fooling around here," you would think.
Not really. It's an astonishing shot. There's actually two of them. There's another shot, I think, that he had that he took. There were two more on the road. And I had a clairvoyant reading on this in 1978 where a woman described this experience without me telling her a word, telling me verbatim pretty much what this was about. And my recorder wouldn't work, and she says, they're telling me, this is for your ears only. And when I got home, I turned on the tape recorder. Of course, it worked.